This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With California businesses reopening, with that state's coronavirus stay-at-home order lifted, there's now the scramble to get back into the flow. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports on one hard-hit industry where a large number of proprietors are women of color.
When the winter stay-at-home order first went into effect 2 months ago, some California salon owners decided to stay open anyway.
It was like a speakeasy.
Ari, whose last name is being withheld because she violated the order, owns a salon in Oakland. She told her employees they didn't have to come in. Those who wanted to worked out a schedule.
So we all picked a day where we were the only one in that space, and that was our day.
This was the second shutdown in California, and Ari says she didn't know how she could pay her bills without any income. She applied for PPP loans twice and says she was denied both times without explanation.
I definitely had moments where I'm like, okay, this is, I don't know if we'll make it.
For some, staying open came at an extra risk, like Lauren, whose last name we're also withholding. She runs another Oakland salon and stayed open by papering over the windows.
I'm immunocompromised, so I was really kind of screening the people, you know, just to make sure that they were being safe.
But she says she saw no other options. The rent bills were piling up, and the winter lockdown came at the worst possible moment for her business.
It's almost guaranteed that that is going to be your busiest month is December.
Lauren's barbershop has been open for less than a year, so she wasn't eligible for the PPP loans. The California Department of Public Health and the Alameda County Public Health Department didn't respond to requests for comment. But there are fines for salons that violate state orders, and some could lose their licenses. The Professional Beauty Federation of California, a trade group, sued the state last month to overturn the order. Fred Jones is the group's lawyer.
The last thing you want to do is force these primarily women, many of color and first-generation immigrants, is incentivize them to go underground.
Pam Martinez runs a salon in San Marcos outside of San Diego. She stayed closed during lockdown and has been dealing with clients who, during that time, turned to amateur stylists.
I have one customer that had a third-degree skin burn. She needs to go see a doctor, and I won't touch her because I'm afraid.
Now, with the order lifted, she's suddenly booked solid for the next 3 months. Martinez is thrilled, but also concerned about another shutdown. California is still in the grips of infection, so for now, she's cutting, coloring, and coiffing like there's no tomorrow. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.